This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday. We are ready to get at it again as far as the hour is concerned, as far as the day is concerned, as far as the week is concerned, as far as our lives are concerned. We return to what? What are we returning to? Are we returning to normal? Or are we returning to a life that just is not ever going to be the same? I guess it depends on who you are and where you are. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn is here along with Victoria Keelan in this hour and pretty much every hour of the DJB program. And I can't tell you that I think my life is probably more in order than most everybody else's, because the routine hasn't changed for me, mostly because of my business roots and because of my lifestyle and where I live and how I live. Very little has changed, except that I cannot access my family on the other side of the country other than on the phone or through email or FaceTime, which is okay. That's the new norm, at least for the moment. I have been accused through my life when I was in school, when I was a youngster. I've always been inquisitive. I have been told that I ask too many questions, I think too much, and I talk too much. That's pretty much been since I was in the first grade. I think that has been one of has been all of the things that have stayed with me. Apparently, I haven't learned my lessons. Or am I supposed to have learned my lessons? Am I supposed to not think too much? Am I supposed to not ask questions? Am I supposed to not talk about what it is that I think or what I know? In my heart, I know a number of things that I've been thinking about through the weekend that I will express to you now. Probably again in the program today, probably again this week, probably again this month, maybe more of it during the year, maybe for the rest of my life. I hope I don't have to feel this way for the rest of my life, but I feel more strongly every single day when I observe what's going on around me that we are in the midst of being had in a way that you cannot possibly, unless you think it through and look at all of the ramifications. We have been had in one of the biggest, if not the biggest, scam of all time. So I'm going to give you another example of what I'm talking about, as I have used, I haven't used that word much, but I have said we've been had or we've come in. And it has not to do with the disease and how we're treating it so much, or maybe it does. I don't know. I'll have to sort of dig around in that. But I've made some observations over the weekend that I want to share with all of you, and then I would certainly like to have your reaction, ladies, to this, to tell me I'm thinking correctly or I'm not. Mother's Day is around the corner, right? Isn't it a week from next weekend? Is it next Sunday?
No, it's next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Next Sunday. Okay. So we have all of the flower shops, all the candy, the little local flower shops, candy shops, stores that we would use to normally buy things for our mothers, our spouses, the ladies in our lives, my daughter, your, well, whomever. And they're all closed because they're deemed non-essential businesses. Meanwhile,
wait,
the company,
florists are closed? Because they're all
are closed around where I am.
Unfortunately, they're all open
visiting
here.
They're closed here.
Our florists are just delivery only. You can't walk into the store, but you can still use them for
delivery. Yeah, same.
Well, you can't even do that in Massachusetts. So I'm wondering, you can use...
I hate to say it, it's because you guys don't have the death toll that we have in Jersey and New York. Because I just, my friend's mom just passed away, not because of the virus, but it took me a week to be able to get her flowers, because all of the florists are out of flowers. They're even out of sympathy cards, and they're out of the little square cards that go with flowers, and it's all because of how many people have passed away in New York and New Jersey. It's really morbid. It's very sad.
Well, so we can find a number of businesses, small businesses that are, I think we've been talking through the course of the last year or so, how in some states you can't get hemp products, CBD, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but you can't get them locally. They're all shut down. But you can get them online. You can get them at Amazon. You can get them at any number of portals. But I want to know if you know who the largest And where, what company in America does the most business with China and in China? Want to take a guess? You can do.
I would guess Amazon.
Yep. Okay. So Amazon is the largest company in the world. It is doing more business the way it does business in our country and in China and others. But the two biggest, the areas of their largest impact, if you will, are America and China. So they're doing business with China. They don't want to stop doing business in China. So is their influence, I ask the question, so great that it can continue to influence in some sort of quiet way the local mom-and-pop stores from being in business, but you can still order everything, anything and everything you want online on Amazon? You can see the Prime trucks all over the place, more and more every day, delivering things, taking control of America's business, taking control of America's retail in a way that you wouldn't possibly imagine unless you looked at their bottom line and looked at their stock price. My suggestion to you, and it's open for discussion and understanding, is that we, part of this scam, or part of the reality of where we're going to be when we come out of this, is that we're going to be more, if you want to use the word, dependent on companies like Amazon, and maybe more specifically Amazon, as it becomes the global leader in pretty much everything. We used to complain about Walmart in America, and in China to a point, they have a large presence, and how they have taken over the real estate business, and I'm not real estate, they've taken over the reality of retail. And so now we have this other presence that has nothing to do with the disease, but yet it has everything to do with the disease. And so we see the change in what's going on, and people are kind of accepting it in certain ways, although you're beginning to see pockets for different reasons of pushback. You see the protests in Detroit. You've seen other protests at places like in Stillwater, Oklahoma, where the mayor there said we're going to keep the malls closed, and they changed their mind because there was a huge protest there on Friday. People said that they weren't going to not go to the mall. They wanted to go to the mall. The face masks were required, and the people pushed back on that. So you've got this, because people are wondering what the real story is here. They hear lots of conflicted information about what the way is to get rid of the disease, because supposedly science is the only way to get the answer, and the science here apparently is better than the science in France. So don't believe what the scientists in France say about using the Z-Pak and the drug that was used to get rid of malaria. No, that's not believable. We have to get somebody over here to create it. So it could be huge amounts of money that are made to fix the coronavirus, whether it's with a vaccine or whether it's with a drug. I'm just saying, I can go on and on with my thinking, but this is what I think. I think that and because we've been so poorly educated in this country for the past couple of decades, two or three decades, people are not asking because they don't know how the country really works. They don't understand the civics. They don't understand how farming works, how food is grown, where it comes from. The basics of life we don't know anymore about. We're all about, I'm the probably most sensitive guy in many ways on the air. The feel-good stuff I love, but I think we've been taught not to think, We're just in a dangerous, dangerous place, and I want people to wake up. Plus, how many of you have actually asked your representatives, your senators, have sent an email, a letter, call the office to demand that and to tell them that you will not vote for them? You'll vote for the opposition if there isn't some meaningful legislation in this session to curb our dependence on China, to incentivize bringing American business back to America. That's something that is going to be the key for me to decide who I vote for, and it will be from now until the election what I talk about probably ad nauseum.
Well, I think there is a little bit of good news, and Jen, you can probably elaborate on this. It's the Senate minority, no, the House minority leader. What's his name? McCarthy?
Kevin McCarthy.
I think he is sponsoring a bill that apparently there is a lot of red tape in order to build a plant here, a pharmaceutical plant. It takes 5 to 7 years. Yeah. He has now sponsored a bill that cuts the red tape in, you know, in theory what he would like to do, and that we could have a turnaround of 18 months, and that's something that he's been pushing for with pharmaceuticals here being manufactured here, taking them out of China. And that is, that to me, that's something that everyone should get behind. I haven't read the bill, but I've read the synopsis of what he wants to do, and that is, I think, is the first piece of bipartisan legislation that should be passed.
There's a lot of this coming together, a lot of
it's
support
great.
For this.
It's great. Yeah. Yep. And I know
my
local
representative. Can we ladies every day? Let's
Unfortunately,
can we stay on top of this?
Will not come back to session, and that's a problem.
Yeah,
they need to get back to work. So that
why aren't they coming back?
Pelosi and Steny Hoyer won't let them come back for whatever reason. There's a push, but, I mean, the attending physician at the Capitol said that there's too many cases. But the Senate's coming back, so I don't know why the House won't.
What? There's too many cases?
Well, they didn't have enough.
The House is more
in D.C.
Yeah, no, I understand that. The House is what they don't. They can't protect the people in the.
Well, they didn't have enough tests. I think Trump just signed.
Just even denied it taking a test. They were offered tests, and Pelosi said she wouldn't take the test. And so they were the way they came back and voted for the CARES package part two last week is they voted in groups. I don't know why they couldn't do something like that just to get everybody back and working. That's what they should be doing.
So the Senate is planning to return today. Because they are able
to
figure out the social distancing. So why aren't they taking a test? Where are the tests?
I don't know if they all have to take a test. I just know that there's an availability. But the Senate is coming back to work today. And the House was supposed to come back as well. And they continue on an extended, with no date, by the way. There's no date that they're working towards. Extended recess. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people are thinking that's political because obviously one body is in charge, have Republican leadership, one Democrat leadership, and is it slow walking things that could help reopen the country? That's
so here we are back in politics again.
Right, but that's one of the
criticisms. Instead of realities. What I want to know is where all the test kits are. We've had time enough already with this excuse that you get in the states, you get the local excuse, we don't have enough tests, have a national.
That's an excuse,
where are the tests?
Because if I want a test right now, I can go get one. Being asymptomatic in California, I can go get a test.
Yes, yeah,
so
I can't. In Jersey, there aren't enough.
I can't either, Massachusetts.
In New York and New Jersey, it's just not enough. And I think Massachusetts the state of New Jersey sent 50 ventilators up to Massachusetts. Yeah.
Massachusetts is the worst place in the country at the moment for this stuff.
Yeah, you have to have at least two of the 9 symptoms. And if you drive up to one of the drive-through testing places, if you don't have at least 2 of those symptoms, they turn you away. So you can go in and go, oh, I have a cough and I have a fever. But if you don't actually have a fever, then, you know, you get turned away. I think that's a huge mistake. I understand that they just don't have the number of tests that we need. But I think that everyone needs to be tested.
But why don't we after all this time and all this?
That's a great question that I have not found an answer to. I don't know.
And why is it different state by state?
That's a great question,
right.
Too.
Well, I mean, we know why, because certain states are doing better than other states. So,
All right, well, lots of food for thought and a lot of input and a lot more people to think about and to push for solutions or answers to some of these questions. Here's a question that has come about in terms of the focus on medicine and medical information. How do you stay healthy? One of the things is the amount of vitamin D that you have in your system. Most anybody who's in medicine will tell you now, it doesn't matter whether it's traditional medicine or whether it is advanced medicine. I call it advanced medicine. Vitamin D supports your good health. It supports your immune system. And there are a lot of people, most people, as a matter of fact, like their blood test in America, find themselves vitamin D deficient. There's no reason that should be the case anymore because there's a new product from Purity called Advanced Vitamin D. Advanced vitamin D is doctor formulated, clinically validated, 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, which is fabulous for your system, zinc, absorption, that sort of thing, boron. And best of all, you can try Purity's best selling Advanced D today for $19.95. Call 800 800-484-5947. 800-484-5947.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recognize the bones already, right?
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Yeah. This is unmistakably Rolling Stones music.
I'm a ghost, living in a ghost town.
That is Mets gang.
I'm a ghost.
Jagger, along with Will Smith, Jonas Brothers, performing for Eye for India. Concert that will focus on the relief that's needed for COVID-19. Jack Black also among the artists who performed yesterday for the Eye for India live stream concert. Nick Jonas and his wife Priyanka Chopra, Brian Adams, Joe Jonas and his wife Sophie Turner, A.R. Rahman and Mindy Kaling also made appearances during the 4-hour fundraiser that was a streamer that's live on Facebook. 2 weeks ago, we started working on India's biggest concert. The organizer said, to entertain people who are locked down at home in that country, to pay tribute to those who work on the front lines while we work from home. The concert was organized by several Bollywood directors, raising funds for over 100 groups providing food and other essential services in India during this situation. With organizers noting that the money will help those who have no work, no home, and don't know where their next meal is coming from. A lot of people all around the world are going through that. Wow. And what are we doing about holding the Chinese responsible? It has nothing to do with the concert. It's just another thing that we need to be thinking about. Jagger, along with the socially distant Rolling, doing their performances where they all were, as they were socially respectful, shall we say, performed You Can't Always Get What You Want, Together While Apart for Global Citizens One World Together and Home Fundraising Virtual Concerts. The Stones also recently released their new song, Living in a Ghost Town, the band's first original composition in 8 years. I quite like it. What do you think, Phil?
I like it a lot. Yeah. A lot of the new stuff that they've put out, I think, is not great, but I think that's actually a really good song.
It sounds like the Bones, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. I call them the Bones because they're all and skinny old guys. I don't know why women go so crazy for men who have such skinny legs. Like
Rod Stewart. Because they're rock stars.
Yeah. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, it's not hard. Pick up a guitar, rock star. Get on stage. That's it. Simple formula.
Thank you. All right, 26 after the hour here on the PJV program without the Rolling Stones. We have Victoria Keeling, though, and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. We also have Sia, who has released her new song. This is it. Saved My Life, co-written by Sia and Dua Lipa. Track producer Greg Kirsten, who's the guy who's responsible for most all of Adele's hits. It arrived hours after Sia debuted Save My Life during America's COVID Is No Joke livestream fundraiser, which featured Sia performing the track accompanied by her keyboardist only. Kirsten recorded the song piano, keyboards, bass, programming, drums, guitar at his Los Angeles studio while Sia laid down her vocals while social distancing in Palm Springs. Good place to social distance, I guess, huh? Is that where she's from? Is she Hispanic? Mm. Is she from Mexico? Where is she from?
No, she's Australian. Sia's not her real name. It's something else.
Okay. What a surprise to hear. Sia's proceeds from Save My Life will be benefiting AmeriCares and Core Response. So we were talking about the Stones and their music. What do we think of this, ladies?
I think it's kind of mellow.
Yeah, I
was going to say it's a little mellow for Sia, right?
Yeah. Is it?
A little bit. She's a little more dancey usually, but yeah, I like it.
Okay. All right, well, here it is anyway. You heard it here first, probably, on the DJV program, where it's 28 past the hour this Monday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Thank you, and to you.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation. That created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Israel's prime minister is in another court battle, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the details.
Israel's high court is hearing arguments on whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a unity government while under indictment. This man organized a protest against him.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
If the court rules he cannot form a government, Israel may have to hold its fourth consecutive election in just over a year.
A Houston police officer injured in a police helicopter crash that killed another officer has been upgraded to serious condition at Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center. Chase Cormier has been upgraded following surgery after the crash that police say caused the fatal injuries to Officer Jason Knox, the son of Houston City Council member Mike Knox. The helicopter was part of a search for bodies in a nearby bayou, which was prompted by a police tip that Police Chief Art Acevedo has said was probably a bogus call. Six people were arrested in connection with gunfire in the area about an hour after the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on right here and at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 after the hour, Monday, the 4th of May. We'll see if we can lighten it up a little bit here. Actually, good news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with the total from the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon that started here on this program last Thursday and went through the weekend with a number of, I was looking at the markets where the most money came in. And of the 15, three or four are major cities or towns where we have a strong presence, and that's good news. I believe that the total for the entire event was 466,626. So multiply that times 10, because I believe that's what we were told. For every dollar, there's a 10-meal connection to that, right? Isn't that what we were told?
$1,
right?
Buys
you told
10
us
meals.
That, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, because you were very close. You've supported Feeding America before. I must tell you that I had never heard of them before I was approached to do this on the program. Didn't know really anything about them. So you can still obviously go to Feeding America. There's a button on my page, all of my pages, as a matter of fact, the Your Hidden Power page, American Family Farmer page, Good Day Health Show page, and of course the DJV page for all of us here if you want to continue to give and support. Some of the, I was given the stats, as little as a quarter donated, $1, $5, $10, which is how these things normally go when you approach them. And I think that's what makes it more meaningful. Better than somebody having written a check for $1 million or whatever it is. This gets to the core of who we are as a country. So nickels, dimes, and quarters made a difference. 466,626. That means 4,660,000 people had a meal that they wouldn't have had access to without that $466,000. Yep. And it is, as I say, continue to support it should you have the need, the want. You can go to our website, radiocares.org as well. But Feeding America is certainly a worthwhile way for you to spend whatever extra change you may have. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or it's not at this ranch, but by golly, there's Fatty.
Oh.
What's the story, Victoria? We got little Fatty is back on the scene. Is that video, has somebody actually seen him in person alive over the weekend?
Well, state media footage from North Korea shows that he is not dead. And South Korea officials are now even claiming that he didn't even have surgery or any medical procedure. So
South Korea has been pretty consistent all along, saying, guys, he's not dead. He's alive. They've been the naysayers in everyone else's intelligence that said he was sick or in a vegetative state.
Yeah. Well, he's bad anyway.
It is bizarre, though, that they're offering no explanation why he has not been seen at all. Now, there is one interesting bit. There's an image that this is, again, official footage from North Korea, and he's riding in sort of like a golf cart, tour bus kind of a thing, and he's talking with his right hand extended. He's making a gesture, and a lot of people have circled a big red swollen spot on the underside of his wrist. Now, the speculation, the reason that that's something, or the reason people are talking about it, is because medical experts have said that that is also the spot where it could have been related to a recent cardiovascular procedure. They say specifically a right radial artery puncture, which is performed to get a blood sample for analysis through, that's related to this cardiovascular procedure. Obviously, they don't want anyone to think that he had any procedure or had anything wrong with him, but some eagle-eyed fans have spotted that circle. It's on the New York Post today if you want to go and see it, but it's kind of interesting. Now, the other weird thing that going on over the weekend, shots fired on Sunday between North and South Korea. Mike Pompeo says that apparently it was an accident. But no one else has, I'm not sure. The North Korean troops reportedly, they fired at a South Korean outpost, and then South Korean soldiers responded with 20 warning shots. No fatalities on either side. The South Korea fired into an unoccupied spot of land, so no North Koreans were injured and no South Koreans were, but it's very weird. So if Kim Jong-un is back, he's back with a vengeance. So he wanted to make sure everybody knows he's back.
Shoot it up.
Now, I've actually heard that I've heard a couple of things. One, it was a body double that they were using just to try
always
to get
a possibility, right?
Right, mm-hmm. off the scent.
Then with Saddam, they used to have 12 bodies. Did you know that? Saddam Hussein had 12 body doubles.
Wow.
They had them all operated on so that they'd look like the face. Well, no, they did face stuff on him. It was like an episode of the Blacklist. People changes people's faces. Yeah, they did operations on people. They'd find someone that was his height and weight, and then they'd redo his face. They'd do the face on the person that was supposed
to serve the country.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, serve the country.
But there was that. And then there was also one of the theories was that he had disappeared because he wanted to escape the coronavirus. Because although they say they don't have any cases in North Korea, many people believe that they were actually hit pretty hard with coronavirus.
Yeah, sure.
Due to the proximity of people traveling. China coming in and out, basically, especially the government coming in and out of North Korea. So there's also that possibility that he was hiding out. But who knows?
You know,
maybe we never know.
You want me to give you? Want me to really make your hair stand on end? I'm not Alex Jones by any stretch of the imagination, but what I just said about there being a dozen body doubles of Saddam, because of that, there were at the time, and I haven't heard this in the last however many years it's been since he was hung, or somebody that looked like him was hung, there are some people who say that wasn't really him who got hung. It was somebody else that was in his place that looked like him, sounded like him, but it wasn't really him. And the real Saddam Hussein is living in Argentina someplace.
Oh, is he living with Tupac? Because Tupac is apparently, he's been around too.
All right, in sports news, NASCAR is slated to resume races a couple of weeks from now without anybody going to the races. What kind of fun is that going to be? It's like going to a wrestling match, there's nobody there, or watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You think it
NASCAR,
is? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a NASCAR fan, but every time I've watched it, I think it's a fun TV sport. So I think people who are NASCAR fans will like it.
I think it's the one that actually the fans matter least because the drivers are in the car. So it's not like they're going to hear them anyway. They're driving to drive. And it's not like they...
It's not like a baseball game where there isn't going to be anybody there cheering them on. That's going to be a weird thing.
Right.
So they're going to race on a couple of historic tracks in the Carolinas. The league is restarting the season... which was suspended 2 months ago. Is it March 13th? I think they went undercover, if you will. NASCAR said it'll follow the guidelines on protective equipment and social distancing, and the same thing has been done by the WWE, basically. So, let's see, what else have we got? The NFL commissioner, was talking about Roger Goodell, I think, last week. I think we talked a little about some of the furloughs, the salary reductions. He's not taking his own salary. Which is good news. A lot of people don't like Roger Goodell. When you're in a position like that, I don't have a feeling one way or another because I don't have feelings about football.
He's really mishandled a lot in the NFL.
Yeah.
Most of these guys,
the guys that run the basketball league, they're all...
No, the guy... See, I disagree. I think people, Adam Silver, people love him, and I think people like the way that he has locked down the NBA with their rules and conduct rules and things like that. I think that he's been a really great leader for...
So you're saying Goodell is sort of political and he blows with the...
Yes, I think Goodell is so... He just... He's as you would call him, a ham bone. He never misses a photo op. I think he's just the... You know, he just kisses up to the certain owners, Robert Kraft, the guy who owns the Cowboys. Like, he's just, I don't know. I think if he was still taking his salary during this period of time, I think everyone else who works for the NFL would probably just walk out and protest.
So what are they doing with the pension plan? What are they doing with players' salaries? Because, well, football is not being played now, so it hasn't really been impacted by all of this. The season was over. Super Bowl was over before it really... got to be a problem, although it may have been a problem that we didn't know about because of all the folks in the fans, you know, in the stands.
Yeah.
By the time the football season comes around, let's hope there's some kind of normalcy to what goes on. So maybe all of that stuff with him isn't that important, although everybody should be being paid, right? Everybody, is there a problem with paying people?
Well, if you're furlowed, then you're not being paid, but I don't know how individual teams are...
They wouldn't be furloughed.
The stadium, the stadium workers and stuff.
Stadium workers are. Yeah, right.
And like the head office.
A lot of teams have actually done really good things and rallied together to donate into funds to help those workers that would normally be employed right now.
Yeah. The NCAA's top governing body has taken up an unprecedented step to allow student athletes to profit. Names, images, likenesses. This has been something... that has been a controversy for quite a long time. I thought, frankly, they'd already agreed to this
California
for some reason.
Did.
That was
you thought about you were right because California passed this last year, but the rest of the NCAA hadn't really addressed it until now.
Right. Okay. So what happens? The inclusion here. The Board of Governors say that social media influence, advertisement, personal appearances will all be included in this compensation. As long as the schools they attend aren't involved in any of the payments. So the schools don't pay them. So that'll mean...
Just sponsorships and
sponsorships,
you know, appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, for years and years this has gone on where these schools make billions of dollars off
of
these
money.
Athletes and the kids don't make anything.
Mm-hmm. So the NCAA raked in more than $1 billion, just to underscore what Victoria just said, this last season, most of it coming... from the March Madness tournament, so they didn't get anything this year. The Ohio State Athletic Director, Gene Smith, who's co-chair for this group, said the proposed changes will be thoroughly discussed in the coming months, with a vote likely occurring next year. So this is not going to be something that takes effect till next year. It's called a fair pay-to-play law. And California is the one you're talking about. But that didn't take effect until 2023. So there's still a lot of athletes that won't see anything from this. It'll be future athletes. Right? Isn't that am I reading it the right way?
There are a lot of things to work out. You know, in the past, the schools and a lot of players have gotten in trouble for, you know, kind of doing things on the side to make money. A lot of these athletes are scholarship too. So, yeah. You know, it's kind of like, well, how are all these people making so much money off of my back when, you know, I can't even buy a car for my family, you know, or whatever. And then you see a lot of kids get in trouble for doing exactly that. And then schools on the sly will buy a house for a certain player's family or buy cars. And there's been so many shady dealings going on all the way back to the late 60s, early 70s. It's about time that they had some real rules. And I think that's probably why they're taking their time with it. They have to really make sure they go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
All right. Today, as I mentioned before, it's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's the anniversary of the release of Star Wars. That has changed our movie habits, how movies have been produced, the kind of money that people spend, and the fervor is still there, every single bit of it, if not more, than what was started on this date in 1977. I remember it well, going to the movies. My son, as he was a teenager, was a big Star Wars fan. He had all the troopers and all of that stuff, his toys. And so everybody is still on board, though, don't you think? If not more so, do you agree? With that,
it's a huge thing, a whole new generation. Yeah, right.
So the first Star Wars Day took place in Toronto in 2011. The event included an original trilogy trivia game show, a costume contest, fan-made tribute films, mashups, parodies, remixes, and then the year after that, Disney was the buyer, gave George Lucas $8 billion, I think. They bought all of the Star Wars rights, and now they're all... What's that? I still don't get... Is it the Melandrian or Malarian or whatever? What is that
Mandalorian?
Thing? Mandalorian? Mandalorian, that's true. Yeah,
yes, it's the Malarian.
It's a
spinoff about hydroxychloroquine.
Speaking really of that, in television news, Sean Hannity is being investigated, and so is the doctor that we talked about here on this episode. Maybe they'll investigate me. Vladimir Zelenko, remember the first doctor who treated hundreds of people with the Z-Vac and the hydrochloride-ding-da-bung? So now somebody's got to be in their bonnet that Hannity should be investigated because he touted this on his program. What the hell's going on here?
Well, it's not about just him. No one had heard of this guy until he was on Rudy Giuliani's podcast. That's where this broke. And that's where he started saying, I know, I'm just giving the facts.
No, I understand.
I'm just giving the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they going to look into? Okay. I mean, these are legally prescribed drugs, so, yeah, right. You know, it's...
I think it's strange that...
Right.
I don't think anybody said anything except that there was optimism about hydroxychloroquine. I don't think anybody was out there saying, oh, everybody go back to work, everybody drop everything, we've got a clue. I don't understand why it's bad to talk about possibilities. And,
I don't either. I'm with you, Jennifer, on that. Speaking of possibilities, Christopher Maloney's Elliot Stabler appearing in the Law and Order SVU Season 22 premiere, and then they'll spin it off into a new show that he is going to star in by himself. Remember in March we were talking about he's going to reprise his role, big fan favorite.
Fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. He was on for 12 seasons, then he went off to become a movie star, and is tired of that, apparently. So, or maybe this is a deal that Wolf gave him that he couldn't refuse. So there it is. That's the SVU news. It's 10 before the hour.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, 53 after the hour now on this Monday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time every day during this portion of the program. In this hour, we go through the, or I stand by and give Victoria the lead, and away she goes. So here we go with Walmart and a new announcement, which is not something that would thrill me, but it maybe will be good.
Well,
for
if Walmart is your only option for groceries, this is this is actually a
what
great
kind of,
thing.
What a horrible state to say for that even to be a reality, isn't it?
It is
when
a reality.
Get right down to it. I know, yep. But it's horrible that that's it. That that's what it's come to. Awful, awful, yep. Awful, awful.
Well, anyway, so Walmart has launched a new service that's going to deliver items to customers in less than 2 hours. It's called Express Delivery, and it will cost $10 in addition to the regular charge for delivery, which is $7.95. Or if you're a member of Walmart's Delivery Unlimited service, then it's just a $10 flat fee. That will cost you $98 for the year or $12.95 a month. Express Delivery is now available for 160,000 items of groceries, toys, and electronics, and they've been testing this service in 100 stores since mid-April, and now they're expanding to 1,000 stores this month, and then 2,000 locations in the next few weeks will be opening up to this. So if you go onto Walmart.com, or you can use the Walmart app, you just enter in your zip code, and you can see if this Express Delivery service is available in your area. To answer your question, Doug, a lot of people in rural areas, Walmart is their only option.
Yeah.
And for the elderly who are maybe afraid to go into stores, you know, grocery stores.
But the fact that we let it get to that point, not to interrupt you, Victoria, my criticism isn't necessarily just of them, but the fact that we've let it get to that point, the disrespect for farmers, not knowing where food comes from, the amount of food that's grown in huge farms and not even in this country, that's my focus.
Well, the whole system is broken,
yeah,
but yeah.
It is, yeah.
Anyway, if you are going to try this out, just go onto the app, to the app or the website, type in your zip code, see if the service is available in your area. During the checkout process, you can select the express delivery option, and that only applies to orders of $30 or more, but hey, with people stocking up, $30 is very easy to achieve. Walmart now has 74,000 personal shoppers who are retrieving items for the home delivery service.
Woo!
Yeah. Well, we know, look, Instacart hired 250,000 workers, and they need another 100,000. Amazon has also beefed up through their Prime Now and their two-hour delivery. If there is a Whole Foods near you, that's another thing that Amazon does for same-day delivery. And right now, people don't want to wait. It's not just going into the grocery store, but the lines to go into the grocery store. They're just crazy.
I stopped at a couple of stores this past week, and they had lines. I just didn't go in.
You just keep driving.
Yeah,
so
just keep going.
We got a delivery yesterday from Instacart, and you know, and it's having a personal shopper there who, you know, is swapping out different items, and it's really fabulous. I don't know that I'm going to go back. You know, we talk about things that are going to be different forever.
I might stick with
Instacart. Yeah. So anyway, so now Walmart has their own version of this, and obviously they're trying to compete with Instacart and Amazon, and Walmart's big enough that I think they can do it.
Disney is planning a special release, as it is May the 4th Be With You Day, of their streaming service.
The Geek Out.
Depending on when you're hearing this, it either is or was Monday, May 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And because of our current state, Disney has been busy creating and moving content around to fill up your day. The big news is the move to release Rise of the Skywalker on the Disney Plus platform 2 months early, which means, yes, now you can watch all 9 Skywalker Saga movies in whatever order you choose via the new streaming service. The series finale of The Clone Wars is also up, as is that docuseries about The Mandalorian. There's also a host of deals on Star Wars Lego, video games, and physical Blu-ray copies of the movies, so we've tweeted links about all of the Star Wars Day stuff at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
Cheesecake Factory. We're talking about ice cream off the air. Here's a way, if you really want to get fat, take their cooking class. Because if you're gonna fix the stuff they feed you when you go to their restaurants,
It tastes good, but this is in honor of Mother's Day this year. Cheesecake Factory is hosting, for the first time ever, it's a virtual cooking class on May 7th, and the Chief Culinary Officer, Donald Moore, is going to teach at-home cooks how to do 2 of their signature dishes. Number 1, I've had the lemon ricotta pancakes, and they are delicious.
Yeah,
learn how to make that one, or you can make their penne with chicken and broccoli in a 30-minute demo. So this is all taking place on May 7th, and you can even shop in advance for all the grocery lists.
Really? But we buy them through their website?
No, you just have they give you the list of what you need for it.
All right. Good news. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.